one of them has meat that sticks to the seed and it's hard to pull away, and one of them has meat that pulls away easily. Do you have different names for these?
Yes, one is called the one where the meat sticks to the peach is called a press. The other is a clear seed.
Okay. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
What are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Turnip sap.
What would you call corn that's just shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Shucked and what?
And you just shuck it and boil it and then eat it with your hands?
Oh, corn, huh?
On a typewriter. Okay. What would you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's a little bit smaller, and it's light brown, has dark stripes down the side of its body? That's along the ground.
Is that a chick?
All right, what's a little animal that is black and has a white stripe down its back?
It sure does.
Listen, I never have to finish that question. Everybody gets that one.
Yes. Okay. And so often, you know, they call them polecats too, but I will call them polecats.
Okay. All right. What would you call a little creature, let's see, about, you know, anywhere from this big that hops along the ground?
Rabbit.
No, it's usually green or brown and sometimes lives in the water.
Oh, frog.
Okay. Do you have different names for ones that would live on land or in the water?
The one that lives on land is a toad. The one that lives in the water is a water frog, a bullfrog.
Okay. Now there's a smaller variety of the same creature in it that makes a chirping noise.
Call them a rain frog.
What would you call ordinary worms used for bait in fishing?
What you mean when you say ordinary?
Well, just a plain old worm. Just the kind you go dig up and use for fishing.
Oh, wiggle.
Okay. What, now, if you have particularly large worms that are used for bait?
I don't know.
Let's see. Have you ever heard of a nightcrawler or a... Would you call them an earthworm, maybe, or something?
Yeah.
For a big one?
They're long. They aren't big. They're long, aren't they?
Yeah,
that's what
they
I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call them big because they get to be, you know, I've seen some of them this big, this long. But they're not big because I think of big as being, you know, fat.
Right.
Okay. Then you would just call... I'm not sure I really understand. You don't really distinguish between ones that are large and small? You wouldn't have different names for those, do you think? What would you call an insect that sends off light off and on in the summertime? See the sea tonight?
Lightning bug.
What would you call an insect that has a long, thin body and I think four filmy wings, and it flies around over lakes and ponds, eats mosquitoes.
Mosquito.